Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I know someone who writes a lot better than you do. Her name is Mary Kay Cabot, and she's from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com.
That's true, actually.
And she is hanging out on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Mary Kay. Welcome to a Victory Monday plus one. How's that sound?
Sounds great. I'm so happy for all the fans. I'm glad that people have something to cheer for, get excited about. And I actually picked the Browns to win this game. I really had a very, very strong feeling that they were going to beat the Steelers. I just, after listening to those guys all week long on Zoom, there was no doubt in their mind that they were going to go in there and take the game. You could hear it in their voices. They were going to want it more than the Steelers were. And just that mindset, I knew they were going to do it.
All right, smart guy, then let's get right to it. Do they win this week?
I think they can. I think they can. This is a team that believes in itself like probably no other team I've ever covered, no other Browns team I've ever covered. This team knows the talent that it has. Now it knows the coaching that it has to go with that. And I'm just telling you, there's something special about this football team. They're special about their personalities, their demeanor, their drive, their fight. It's like something I haven't seen. And those coaches, they're just tremendous.
Mary Kay, it seemed like in Baker's interview after the game that the team, especially when you don't see fans in the stands, that they're in a cocoon. Like, I don't think that, you know, he talks about the – I think he knows when he turns his hat around, he knows about the outside noise, right? But for somehow, some way, everything you just said about this team being different than any other team that you've ever covered, it's holding true here. Most people wouldn't have given the Browns any chance other than people outside of Northeast Ohio. Like, you know, Jeff, I know I felt like they had an opportunity to win. I just didn't think that first quarter was going to go down the way it did. And, you know, when you look at this team, and you said it, you've covered many, many teams. Why is this team so much different? I know you hinted to it a little bit, but there's got to be more to it than that, right? What is it?
They know how good they are. I mean, they have, like I said, they have a ton of talent, and now they have the game plans and the coaching to bring out the best in that talent. They go into the game very well prepared and well coached with great schemes on both sides of the ball. And they know they can plug in a Michael Dunn, and they're still going to work within the framework of the scheme and the game plan that has been set forth. They trust their coaches implicitly, and they go out and they carry out what they're supposed to do. And the message has been great from the coaches, just in terms of, here's what you need to do on this play. Here's what you need to do today. I mean, it might be the best coached team that I've ever covered. Although, I mean, Bill Belichick was really good. Bill Belichick was really good. But this team has something special going on from top to bottom.
Mary Kay, I thought the most fascinating aspect of the game, you know, other than the Steelers turning it over as much as they did and a 28-0 score in the first quarter, was the fact that Baker Mayfield, without Joel Bitonio, without Jack Conklin for a good portion of the game, without Michael Dunn, who was in for Joel Bitonio, was not sacked in that game. I against a team that sacks guys like crazy. I thought that was just such an interesting nugget, and it kind of set the tone for everything that happened.
Yeah, that was pretty incredible. I mean, they just got they rocked the Steelers right from the start. The Steelers got rattled. That first snap, that took them out of their game. It really did. And you know what? It's a very different atmosphere in Heinz Field without those terrible towels waving, without those fans screaming to get you back into the game. It's different when you can't rely on that 12th man to get you back fired up. And you're shaken. They were shaken by that first play and that first 4 or 5 minutes of the game when all of a sudden they were down. And they couldn't get it together. The Steelers, you know, in the second half. They obviously pulled it together and got it close. And then I think Mike Tomlin did the Browns a tremendous favor by not going for it on 4th and 1. That's one of the worst decisions I've seen all year long. He let them take that game. And that's, you know, I still can't believe he did that. But anyways, they just did not look like themselves at all. And the Browns did what they wanted to do. They imposed their will on the Steelers. They imposed their will. They went in there, just like Myles Garrett said, and they took it to them. And you know what? They can do that to any football team in the NFL this season. So they should not be counted out of any game the rest of the way.
You think we're getting help on defense this week? Are we going to get you think we'll get Denzel back? You think we're going to get a little healthier here? What are your thoughts?
Yes. They're going to get healthier. They're going to get Denzel back, and you need Denzel back for this game. You need Kevin Johnson back for this game. You don't want to be down into your Robert Jackson depth for a game like this. I mean, this is huge. Patrick can come back at any time. Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill. I mean, there are a lot of reasons, obviously, why you need everybody that you can get on your defense. And it will help tremendously to have Denzel and Kevin Johnson back.
Mary Kay, clearly that was an issue against the Steelers in the second half when Roethlisberger started to get it going and completed like 11 straight passes. Was that strategy necessary? Or were you thinking, hey, Joe, tighten them up a little bit here, and if they beat you, they beat you? What was your thought about that? Because I thought it let the Steelers back into the game and made it quite a concern. Or did he have no choice? Did he have no choice because of the talent level?
That's what I was going to say. There is absolutely only so much you can do and cover up when you're down to a player that is, you know, that is starting his second career game. I mean, there is a significant drop off when you go from Denzel, and then you take Kevin Johnson out of the mix, and then you're down to Robert Jackson making his second start, and Ben Roethlisberger is going to take advantage of that. Then you have to roll a safety over there to help out in that kind of coverage. So it just kind of messes you up, and that's all going to change when Denzel comes back. Denzel was having a terrific season. I mean, his 18 passes broken up. I can't remember if they were first in the league, but they're way high up there. Maybe they're in the top three, I think. He is so on point this season when he's been healthy, and they're going to need that, and he should be well rested. Now, we don't know exactly where he is physically coming off of COVID-19. Both Kevin Johnson and Denzel Ward were symptomatic. Okay, that's why they didn't play in this game. If you're symptomatic, the 10-day thing kind of goes out the window, and there's a new set of standards. So Denzel and Kevin Johnson, you know, you just have to hope that they have their conditioning, that they have their wind, because you can't really work out when you're at home with symptoms of COVID-19. They don't recommend that at all. Now, I'm sure some people sneak some workouts in, but you're not really supposed to. They want to check your heart and make sure that you're all clear that way before you start conditioning at a high level again. So those guys actually have to pass all that this week before they can get on the field. But they are on track to at least be there.
All right, here we go. Chiefs, Browns. You got your coach back, hopefully on the sidelines. Although I thought it was interesting yesterday during the press conference when he said, you know, he lost a sense of taste. I don't. Were you concerned that maybe that could hold him back since he was still having symptoms? Or what do you think? What's the thought there about, you know, just Kevin being all in 100% and being able to participate in everything?
Well, it is interesting that as the weekend went along, we discovered that he did become symptomatic. He wasn't the very first day when we found out that he was positive. He didn't have any symptoms that day. But when he talked to us on Wednesday, I just noticed that he was a bit off. I remarked to a few people about that. He just didn't seem like himself to me from a personality standpoint. I mean, he wasn't coughing or anything like that, but he just wasn't his usual self on Wednesday. I don't know. So we came to find out that he lost his sense of taste and smell. He had some other mild symptoms. Fortunately for him and for everybody else, they weren't serious symptoms, but you're right. It does throw a little bit of a monkey wrench into the plans for getting back when you have symptoms. But he is supposedly on track to be back on Thursday. And as long as all goes well with the medical exams and getting cleared by the independent people and all of that, then he should be fine.
If you're John Dorsey, what are you thinking on Sunday as you watch two teams that you had a real hand in building play for a trip to the AFC Championship game?
Well, I think he should be feeling good about his talent evaluation skills. He did a whole lot to add a ton of talent to this Cleveland Browns football team. And as you mentioned, he did the same thing in Kansas City. So he deserves a lot of credit. This is the Dorsey Bowl in some ways. And he, you know, he should feel great about himself this week. He put together two teams that can go out there, and one has already won the Super Bowl, and another one is challenging for the Super Bowl this year, and who knows what might happen.
Does this game help him land another job? Like, I wonder, you know how hard it is once we see GMs lose a job. It's really tough to come back and get another job. Now he's at two. What do you think his future is?
You know, he might already be. I'm sure he's already consulting and working. I'm sure he's kept himself in the game in some way. And I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up somewhere again if he wants to. You know, it's just all depends on what he wants to do in terms of his family. He's got two school-age children, and, you know, it all depends on, at this point in his career, probably family considerations as much as anything.
Yeah, word on the street is he's really happy being a hockey mom right now and not worried about everything else. Just
yeah, you know, I mean, that, you know, you get to a certain point and you've moved your family around and you have all the money that you need. And, you know, and sometimes if you can step back and just kind of take a little breather for a while and get back into the game, some people like to do that.
Mary Kay, thank you very much. Always appreciate your writing. I hope you're having fun because I think we're enjoying this. And I'm sure from your perspective, it's got to be a lot more fun than some of the football you've seen over the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's great for the fans. I always come back to that. I'm very, very happy for the fans that have waited so long for this.
All right, Mary Kay, we will talk to you next week. I'm Mary Kay Cabot, make sure you and Cleveland.com. And, of course, she was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.